ever going to bring Jimmy Stewart on? What's the orchestra playing Liza for?
Well, I guess it is about time. But why are you so concerned?
Because I have a wonderful plot for his next picture.
A plot for Jimmy Stewart's picture? What is it?
Well, first the murder man steals the pot of gold from the shop around the corner. Then, after the thin man says, "You can't take it with you," Mr. Smith goes to Washington, where he meets a gorgeous hussy named Rose Marie, who says, "You were born to dance. Come live with me in seventh heaven. We were made for each other." But he says, "No time for comedy." Just then, Distry rides again with the Ziegfeld girl. And after the mortal storm, it's a wonderful life in a magic town. And that's the Philadelphia story.
Oh, you left out Shopworn Angel.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. You know, we've all been excited about your visit, Jimmy. It's really great to see you again.
Well, Fred, thanks very much. I certainly enjoyed myself the last time I was here.
Oh, I did too. You know, Jimmy, it's pretty wonderful to think what a great motion picture celebrity would do, that he would even bother, you know, to take time to drop in on an old friend just
for friendship's sake,
you know.
For friendship's sake, well, I know that's wonderful, and I feel the same. You see, I think
you
I
know,
should
fellas,
explain a little
something. Fellas from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fellows in the busy world of the theater, it's nice, that's what it is.
It is nice. That's what it is. It's nice. There's one other thing, Fred. I was talking to a man.
So many stars won't pay any attention to anyone unless they want something. You know, they think of nothing but their own little firmament.
It is. Fred.
Yeah. I could tell you of an instance. What?
Fred, don't say any more with things like that, would you, please?
Like what?
Like, you know, that I'm such a nice guy because I came over here just because it's so much fun and, well, you know, Pennsylvania fellas together, and I might as well just confess it right now.
Right here?
Yes. You see, I tried to tell you before, but I was talking to a man over at, well, it's to a man over where I work at RKO.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And that man thought it'd be a sort of a nice idea.
If you came on our show and plugged your new picture, is that it?
It wasn't my idea, Fred. It's that man over at RKO.
Okay, RKO. Now, what's an illusion or two in this crass world? Name, please.
James Stewart.
No, the name of the...
Robert. Robert Riskin,
producer. No, that's the name of the man at RKO. Yeah. The name of the picture.
It's opening about the end of this
month. The name of the picture, please.
You sit there and eat popcorn.
The name of the picture.
Yes. Magic Town.
More magic. First it's second class angels, then all summer it's invisible rabbits. Magic Town.
Well, it's a very nice picture. I play as sort of a research man in it.
Research man?
Yeah, I study the public's reactions, sort of.
You study the public's reactions? That'll be something new. They've been studying yours for years, you know.
Well, now you're just being complicated, Fred. It's really a very simple type of thing.
It could be worse, after all, you know.
What, the picture?
No. This the situation. You're using our program to exploit your Robert Riskin's Magic Town. The picture might have a song in it, you know.
A song?
Song. Uh-huh. We have trouble with song pluggers on Wednesdays.
A song, uh-huh. Well, as a matter of fact, that reminds me. I just happen to have a copy of it here in my pocket.
Jimmy, I give up. Here, Joanne, please. You know Jimmy Stewart, don't you?
Hello, Joanne.
Here's a song from Mr. Stewart's new picture, Magic Town. It's called,
From the picture, Magic Town, from the picture of
the
same name.
The name of the song. Oh, I see.
Magic Town.
Well, Joanne, will you run it over with Charlie? We might use it sometime.
Well, that's a swell idea, Fred. Only what? Well, that man said, hey, that's the song.
There's a magic town.
That's the way it goes.
Where every boy and girl is a king and queen with a crown.
That's it, huh? Uh-huh. That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Just a simple little song.
The man said something, did he?
He said that also I should just happen
thank
to have about...
Thank you very much, Joanne.
He said I should also
We'll learn it and we'll work it up.
He said that maybe I should also have about 32 other copies. So that
that package under your arm, I see. Huh? Package under your arm. Is it your...
It's not my lunch.
Okay. All right, pass them out. Maybe we'll have the Glee Club do it sometime. Now, Mr. Jimmy Songplugger Stewart, are you satisfied?
Well, in a way, yes, Fred, but the man said...
I know. Don't tell me. The man wants us to sing it. Not someday, but today. Is that
I'm very much afraid that that's what he said,
well,
Fred.
Well, don't be too afraid, Jimmy. I'll tell you. I'm not usually of a suspicious nature, but when we heard you were coming over, we just happened to run through your song a couple of times today.
You did. Well,
yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Show them how it sounds now. This is your song, Magic Town, which you probably never will hear again.
That's wonderful.